Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, everybody. I wanted to say that I do podcasts about all kinds of things personally. You know, I talk about, but, you know, sometimes I talk about once in a while politically because I'm very progressive, liberal, Democrat. Clinton, Obama, that's how I think. Hillary, Barack, that's the way I think, you know, always have. I really truly believe that progressiveness, being open, but also it's the right way to think politically, you know, let people live and don't control people and don't use religion until, I think eventually, I truly believe that on a personal level, that will be the way of life in years to come. It will go into that direction because it's really a fact, you know, science and stuff. But before we get there, you know, being ignorant and being prejudiced and being limiting certain people's rights, unfortunately, will be the way for quite a while. Has been a way for many years, but it's going to change. Same on this, in my opinion, being ignorant and being prejudiced and being limiting other people's rights or starts off as the right way and the predominant way, but over time, slowly, being open-minded and letting people live and being not prejudiced becomes a way of life. It has taken a long time with certain things, you know, like with rights to African-Americans, rights to, you know, women. And I'm glad gay people can have a right to marriage, but that's under attack. But it will, you know, see more changes because a lot of people have not gotten their rights in this country. You know, a lot of people have not been treated equally. But I'm going to leave it there. I'm not here to discuss politics. I'm here to discuss my Spotify account for music. But at the same time, I did discuss about personal stuff, being targeted by haters, my music. You know, I like to talk about different stuff. I talk about stuff that's dark in my life because it's the truth. And because somebody who's listening to this podcast can relate, may take what I say and have and try to relate to what I have. So I have to be careful being saying things in public. Even though sometimes I can curse and express myself in my own way, I pretty much know what I'm talking about, I feel. But one thing I also learned is even though I feel I know this a lot or area of knowledge, I always have to keep an open mind and respect other people who think differently than me because there's always going to be somebody who thinks differently than me. It just always is. And I don't know all the answers either. I'm still learning too. So I have to respect other people's beliefs. Something I cannot accept is any kind of discrimination. You want people to have less rights or, you know, like when somebody was saying separate the races, I'm like, that's so racist. You can't separate the races. Can never be segregation. Now, that's going too far. Or gay people can't have their rights. No way I can just say, oh, I can't. I mean, I know their religious beliefs or whatever. Can't intrude on other people's lives. I had people intrude on my life, possibly my home, my boundaries, which I called the police and trying to find out if there's evidence, you know. And that's not right to intrude on anybody's lives or boundaries. That's what this country is. We're not living in a dictatorship. I'm glad I'm not living in certain countries.
I have dictatorship.
Well, anyway, that's the end of my discussion. But what I'm trying to say is I talk about all kinds of stuff. So if you're interested, you know, I talk about all kinds of stuff. I usually talk about my music and what I'm going through, because that's what I'm going through. It is usually psychology related, you know, like overcoming obstacles or stress, overcoming bad experiences to writing music. And my music on Spotify is where all my music is. There are really 16, 17 songs on my Legacy and Beyond Goodbye For Now. That's like a swan song for this year. I release, let me tell you, altogether 8 albums for unsigned artists. I think I released enough for a lifetime. But they're all more like greatest hits. You know, one song, one album have something, then add another song, album have this and that. Some people prefer some of my different greatest hits albums. So that's where it is. You know, some pop and rock and roll. As I told you before, I have always been, you know, been into music. I've been an artist since I was a child. I wasn't necessarily, you know, music just grew when I was a teenager. You know, it just really grew. I was a graphic artist. And, you know, I loved to perform and then inspired to perform. And then music just grew because it was in relation to what's going on around me, like a tornado, as I mentioned in previous podcasts. And I started to write and sing first. I had to sing, and the music I was interested in singing was rock and roll. As you can hear on my albums, because I was going through a lot, and then to write about what I was singing. So singing and then writing lyrics. Lyrics are so important to the song. Only both parts, the lyrics and the music, are so important. You know, it's about the music was played on the guitar or the piano, what you hear on the radio, or wherever the drums, how the drums are played with the melody. And it's about the words that the singer sings. So the words and the music go hand in hand with the songwriting. So I wrote the lyrics. So I had to write lyrics. So when I came out to L.A. at a teenager, I was not 20 years old, but I came out, I was writing lyrics. And I had it in my suitcase for like 2 years. 3 years, and then I finally went to a recording studio because I was frustrated, and I had to write. And I started writing. My songwriting evolved. I was writing in more like a grunge rock. You know, I was like Kurt Cobain, you know, or Billy Corgan. I was writing about trauma. I was writing about sad, about meaningful music. That was the only way I could write because I was going through so much. The homelessness and being a victim of crime took a toll on me. It took a lot of healing for me to get through all that. It certainly did. It took a lot. It took a long time. It sure did. It took a long time. It took a long time for me to heal, but you know, I had to, talk about these things because in my songwriting, because it was what I was going through. I mean, it sure did. It took a long time, but I got through it by writing songs and going on stage and singing a song, and that's what it is. But they evolved from sad but meaningful music to writing songs about love, like I Want You. My voice developed too. I got older, and I loved, you know, like I Want You, like I'm looking forward to seeing you know, like those songs. I'm looking forward to the day when I can say that I love you. But that was how it is. And that's how it should be. Well, anyway, writing love songs was a great thing. It sure was. It was such a great part of trying to come up, not just with lyrics, but the melody vocally and how the guitar or how the keyboard is going to sound. So I had every part of the song when I created it. I can't be just, you know, marginalized to lyrics, how the song is going to come about, how you put it together. And then I work with another songwriter who helped me. So 50-50, you know, copyrighted, and I paid out of my pocket. And that's how it is. And I was having a good time recording. But recording music is only one aspect. The other aspect is performing on stage. It, you know, performing on stage was totally different because I was a shy person. I had to get up in front of people. And it was so difficult to get on stage. But I did it because I had to, because I wanted to be a performer. And that's exactly what I did. And that's who I am. Well, anyway, but that's what I had to do. But it's just a process. Yes, all those years and not much money from the most I made from singing was $10. A lot of times it was $1 for being on stage. I paid my dues many decades over with all this suffering. You know, I haven't had much to show for it, but I had to do what I had to do. I'm lucky to survive because I went through all the mental health situations that could really tear somebody down. The haters, my own self-doubt, starvation, it's rejections. And even now, it's like, seem like I don't see no way out to getting that dream. You know, it's like a whole bunch of blocks put in my face or put in my way. But I really had a strong urge to create. And that strong urge to continue prevails. Thanks to lots of people who helped me along the way. Because I had to do what I had to do. And so you listen to my Spotify on record. And that's what I am, because I'm trying to do what I need to do to make my dreams come true. As I said before, I'm trying to do what I need to do in order to make my dream come true. But anyway, that's what I had to do. But, you know, one day at a time, you know. But the thing is, you know, when I have a hard time, it was hard. But Spotify is who I am. I had to do what I had to do in order to make my dream come true. Well, anyway, that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. And I hope you like my music. You know, it's been out there a long time. And my name is Dove Knight. Let's see. That is it for me. But I hope to talk to you soon. I'm doing another podcast. After this, I tell you good day, good night from Dove Knight.